This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Patricia Arthas, PATRICIAARTHURS, date of birth 09/12/1947, date of appointment February 13, 2024, requesting physician Christopher Thomas, CHRISTOPHERTHOMAS. Dear Dr. Thomas, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia Arthas today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 76-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman, who in November 2023 was laying down when she stood up and started walking. Then she was leaning towards the left side, went to the emergency room of the Saratoga Hospital, seen by the neurologist. Over there, neurologists think it's a ear problem. Radiologists think it is a small stroke. Last week, she could not answer the husband question. She was smoking one pack of cigarette per day, now down to half pack of cigarette per day. She does not have any dizziness, no weakness, no numbness. In November, she fell down 3 times. Last Tuesday, husband noticed she is not responsive, and there was a right-sided slight facial droop. He called the 911, but she did not go to the emergency room. Past medical history: gout, hypertension, diabetes mellitus. Past surgical history: carpal tunnel release, allergy to penicillin medication, allopurinol, amlodipine, Jardiance, glimepiride, verapamil, Crestor, aspirin. Social history: smoke 8 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is married, live with the husband, have 2 children. Family history: mother deceased, father deceased, 4 sisters, 2 deceased, 1 brother with diabetes and heart issue. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that she is having anxiety, joint pain. Physical examination: blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination: patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on the right side. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes. Upper extremity 2/4. Upper extremity 1/4. Lower extremity 0/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic. Rambach test positive. Assessment and plan. 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, transient cerebral ischemia. Number 2, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, right-sided hearing decrease. Number 5, anxiety. Number 6, joint pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the MRI of the brain and EMG of the lower extremities. I also want to order the B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I will continue the Crestor 10 mg PO daily and aspirin 81 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained. Good control of blood pressure and good control of diabetes explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.